Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Kalim, Perichov Tes Mishnah Zayin, Shiyare had Darvan, we've had the word Darvan before, remember what it is? It's like a long pole that's used to make sure the oxen stay on the right path as they're plowing, that they don't wander off to the right or to the left. So at the top, there's like a little spitz, a piece of metal that, you know, he gives the axe a gentle poke when it starts to go in the wrong direction. At the bottom, there's a wide blade. And that he uses, we've learned this before, to cut the roots. So Be'emes, the Darvan is totally two different kelim. The blade at the bottom is to cut the roots, so it doesn't get in the way of the plowing. The pointy thing at the top is to remind the axe to stay straight. They just happen to be on the same pole. So Zakta Mishnah. Shiyari Adarvan. So Zakta Mishnah. Shiyari Adarvan Mil Mailon. Mil Mailon explains about Tanura. The Kaili on top. That's supposed to keep the ox on path. So how much down the pole do you need for that? Arba. Four tvachim. If you want to use that prod on top, that pointy thing on top properly, you need four tvachim of the handle. Anything more than four tvachim is not really necessary. So if I had a four tefach handle and this little pointy thing on top, it'll do the job. What about on bottom? How much of a handle do I need on top of the blade on bottom? So that we're going to learn in Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Ches, we're going to see for there you need seven tvachim. So lamaisa, when I'm holding this pole that has the little pointy part on top and the blade on the bottom, more than four tvachim away from the top and more than seven tvachim away from the bottom is not considered a chibur. And if tumah touches there, neither the blade at the bottom or the little pointy thing on top is going to become tummy. Vaitra says the Mishnah. Yad habodid. Budded is irrigation shovel. What does that mean? See the batanura? They dig these little holes around the tree so the water should stay there and water the tree properly. These little holes are called bedidin. So memela, the keli that digs them, is called a budded. Yad habudded, the handle for this shovel. Arba, up until four tvachim, that's what you need to hold on to the shovel in such a way it should do the job to dig these irrigation ditches. Vaiter says the Mishnah. Yad hakardim shel nikush. This is an axe, and it's a good heavy axe because they needed to break up rocks. See the batanura? Patish a hammer shemekisha me'alu avanim, that you bang down on the stones and meshabernais and you break them. Chamisha, you need five tvachim to hold on to this properly and use it. Yad ben hapatish. Ben hapatish is the handle of a small hammer. That's why it's called ben hapatish. It's the little one. The big one is called a patish. The little one is called ben apatish. Chamisha, you need five tvachim. Mishal a patish, but for the big one, the big hammer, shisha, you need six tvachim. Yad akardim shel bikua. The handle of an axe used for bikua means chopping. This is an axe that's used to chop wood. Shisha, you need six tvachim of the handle. V'yad makeve shel satosin. Satosin, says the batanura, are people that chisel out stones. Then they even them out. So the handle for this chisel, Makevis is the chisel, we had it before. Satosin means the stone chiseler. Shisha, for this you need six tvachim. You know what I think we can learn from these Mishnayos? The Rambam says, B'chol derechecha deyu. You eat, and you say, when I have kayach to serve Hashem. Go out and play by recess. I need it a little bit. Fresh air. Energize myself so I have kayach and then come back to learn. So whatever you need for your learning, that becomes part of the keili. For that, you get the schar like learning itself. But as we can well understand that, if the handle is extra long, that's really not part of the keli anymore.